Let us start from the Gemara of Ayam at Beis. Tana Rabbono. Keitzad bekesef, nosan lo kesef, oisho bekesef, v'omo lo harek mekudeshes li, harei at mureses li, harei at li leintu, harei zu mekudeshes. So the first, this bove is, we have an esine from the Baal, and an amira from the Baal, and this is good. Then it says in the Sefer, "Avol he shenosla va'omra he hareini mekodeshes loch, hareini mereses loch, hareini loch leintu eina mekodeshes. Nosla he va'omra he she's not mekodesh. Maskev lo rapok. Taima the nosan. Maskev lo rapok. Taima the nosan hu va'omahu." From the Reisha, it would seem, when is it good? By Nosan Hu Va'omahu. Ho Nosan Hu Va'omrohi. But it would seem from the Diyuk of the Reisha, if everything was not Al Yodai, if the Nesina was Al Yodai, the Mira was Al Yodai, Ein Mekodesh. Ein Masayf, Avol Hisha Nosan Va'omrohi, Le'habi Kedushin. Time the Nosnivam Rehi, if everything was done al Yodo at Kedushin, or Nosan Hu Omrohi, Havi Kedushin. So Mamela we have a stire in the Diyukim of the Ration of the Sefer. From the Resh it seems Nosan Hu the Omrohi is no good. The Sefer would seem that Nosan Hu Vamri is good. It's only no good if she did everything, side in the Sine and side Amira. So the Gemara answers Reisha Davke. The Reisha is Davke. The Reisha is telling us exactly the halacha that you need his Nesine and his Amira, and if it's anyway we deviate from this Seder, it's no good. Now what the Sefer says that it's no good when she did everything, kedinosver, that means, that's superfluous. We don't need it, Take. Because from the Reisha we can derive a filu, nosan, huv, omre, he is no good. So now what the Sefer said, that when she gives, and she says it's no good, it was mentioned bechino. Like the Gemara, Betoni Sefer Milsa de Soschel al Reisha. Kedi Nosva would only mean if the only problem is that it's unnecessary to tell us this in. I could figure it out from the Reisha. So I say, even though it's unnecessary, he brought down the Sefer. But over here, the Sefer is telling us something. The Sefer is telling us it is no good when she does everything. It can be medayik from the Sefer, but if it's Nosan Hu Vamri, it is good. Halachi kama, Nosan Hu Va'omahu Pshita Dahavi Kedusha. That's the first bobe. Nosan Hu Va'omrahi. Nase Kemisha Nosna Hi Va'omrahi Vlehavi Kedusha. So the diyik from the Reish is an emesidik, and the Tan is telling us that if there is a mitzas of the Maisa Kedushin, which was Al Yodo, it's like she did the whole Maisa Kedushin, doesn't help to make a joint kinyan. Everything has to be through him. That's the first mahalach. Viboy Yuseima, Nosan Hu Va'omahu Mekudeshes. Nosno he, that's poshut, that's the reisha. Nosan hu v'omahu mekudeshes. Nosno he v'omra he ain't a mekudeshes. So these two halachas, the Tana was poshut. These two halachas he knew, so he writes when it's vadei kedusha and it's vadei na kedusha. Nosan hu v'omra he sveiki. This is a suffix. So let us first see Rashi. Then before we'll see Tosfos, I'd like to see the Ran, the Loshon Hara. Zogt Rashi. Harei yat mekodeshes li, harei yat moreses li. Ton the safe and milsa the sosra la reisha bit miye. Vechi yamrinem b'chol duch the kedinos ve midid le itzlech le misnai. Something which was not necessary to say. V'tanya b'chdi, and he said it, even though it was unnecessary. I will say for the sosri la reisha le toni tane. But the tane would never say a safe that's a stira to the reisha. Hochi kama Sefer, avoshina mimasha malnu kigen shenosan hu v'omrehi nase ki ilu nosno hi v'omrehi v'enim kadesha debinan ki yikach ish. That's the first mahalach of the Gemara. The second mahalach, nosan hi domi l'chi yikach ish v'omrehi domi l'sikach ish aleish v'chayshinan midarabonan v'chayish midarabonan shimbo acher v'kitcho Tzricha get mishneim. Shema lehoyu shal horishin kedushin. It's a suffix. I don't know. So if she needs a get from both of them. Shema lehoyu shal horishin kedushin. B'chala kedusha yishayni. So you need a get from the second. Shema shal horishin kedushin b'lay shal shayni. So it's a suffix and will be chayish by both kedushins. And both will have to give a gift. Now, let us see the Ran for a minute. I'd just like to learn a few lines in the Ran. And the elephant at base, and then another few lines in the Kimelam at Aleph, so you should understand the Shaila of the Gemara. Now, if you'll see the Ran, you look at there's a Gimel of the Bach, the last Tibra Maschel of Tano Rabbonon, so there's a Gimel from the Bach, which is Dulma B'didei, that's the Gimel. So let us look the next line. The next line, the Bishloime. Let's go on the next line, the Bishloime. Zepteranazai. Bishloime nosan hu va'omrohi. Kiven shebishas nesine omrohi. While he was giving over, he's giving her over at Tabas. He's tongue-tied. But she's saying, I'm accepting this Tabas for Kedushin. And he doesn't say a word. Given the Bishas Nasina Umrahi. Vuhu Shasak, and he didn't say anything. Arehu Kemaskim Lidvorel. So there's a klal of Shtike Kaido. She's saying that for this Tabas, she's getting married to him, and he doesn't say anything. So Baista, he agrees with her. Well, speak up. Say, I'm not giving you a Tabas to get married to you. And we see that there's a concept of shtike kaido. Kishem shana imrim v'nosan hu v'omar hu v'shoskohi. When he gives her a ring, and he's saying, I'm giving you the ring because I want to marry you. And she doesn't say anything. So we don't hear askama from her. He's giving a ring. You give a ring, I stick out my fingers. I mean, this is schlecht, but we don't say that. But he says, I'm giving the ring because I want to marry. And if you accept this ring, so that means you're accepting what the ring and what I'm saying. So we say, there's tiki kaido. Kishem shana imrim bin nosan hu va'oma hu vishoska hi nishtika dito kaido. Ekaname. Kiven shahu shoisek bishas nesine, since he is quiet bishas nesine, and she's saying, I'm accepting this ring because I want to get married to you.
Yeshleimer shu maskim ledvareh. So he's agreeing. If you're not maskim to this, so say something. Stop giving. She's talking. Va'af al pisha loy pirish. But he didn't say anything. There's a din amire. Havalei ki medaber ima aliske kedushel. V'nosan lo kedushel v'loy pirish. So this is equivalent to Ktaram, that if a person was previously, he was medaber ima aliske kedusha, they were talking there at lunch, shmooze, and they were talking, I'd like to marry you, and she said, yeah, there's a mutual feeling, and they're talking and talking. And then they finish talking, he takes a ring out of his pocket, and he puts it on her finger, and he doesn't say a word, and she doesn't say a word. And Adim witnessed this whole thing. They were listening to Shmuz, and now they see this Nesine Beshtike. The Kaimalong Rabbi Yossi, the Omar Dayai. Rabbi Yossi says, that's enough. I mean, they were speaking before Al Iske Kedushin. So even though nothing was said Beshas Kedushin, but enough was said already from before I know what the intentions are of the Nisan. He said before his intentions. So Memele is, even though he doesn't say anything now, but he doesn't have to say, I know what his intentions are. Hilkach, Iko Lameina, the Havalei, Kinosanhu, the Omahu. So Memele, that's the Tzad in the Gemara, that it should be good, because if she is saying that I'm accepting this ring because I want to get married to you, and he keeps quiet, so that means he's masking to what he's saying. And we learned by Medabrim al Iske Kedusha, you don't have to speak Bishas Maise. If I have a Gilui from the previous Dibble, that's the reason why you're giving the ring. So that's sufficient. So that's called Nosan Huva Mahu. So that's the Tzad of the Gemara, that it should be good. That's the Tzad, it should be good, because his shtike is a hidor to what she's saying. But here the Ran didn't explain to us the other Tzad. The Ran just explained to us one Tzad, why it should be good. Now let us go to that Gimel Amud Aleph, the Daf HaHarif. Yeah. And now, this, if one will look at the ace of the, this is the Dibur HaMaschol 10 Mono Leplaini, and let us look at the ace Hay of the Bach, and let us go a line up. Elo Vadai Benosanhu. Elavadai, bin Elavadai, bin Nosan hu, va'omrohi, v'shas nesina hu de mesafkalom. So the Ran had another pshat, but he says, no, it's Itzicha speaking about that her amire was v'shas nesina. He's giving her a ring, and she's saying, I'm accepting this ring because I want to get married to you. And he's giving her that she's saying she's accepting the ring because she wants to get married to him. And if he's giving her the ring, so he's giving her the ring under these conditions because she should get married. There's a suffix, maybe it's no good. V'loidomi limedaber imo al iske gita v'kidushel. Zokteran. So before I'm daf aleph amud beis, he explained beautifully the tzad is good, even though you don't say anything b'shas kedushel. Medaber imo al iske kedushel, and he gave her b'shtike, it's good. And here there's a suffix, maybe it's not good. V'loidomi limedaber imo al iske gita v'kidushel. The Hosom Bisha Omaru, There it's speaking about that it's Amahu. Avul Koshaloi Amahu. But if he did, because he said before it was Medabarim Aliske Kedushel, before he gave over Bishtike, so he was telling her, you know, I want to marry you, and us, and there was Avul Koshaloi Amahu. But he didn't say anything. That means he's giving her a ring, and she is saying, you know, I'm accepting this ring because I want to get married to you. Lav klomu. So it's no good. Afal pi shenesi nosoi muchachas shuhu maskim ledivrei haisha. Aye, but we see klo that he's giving over to her because he's maskim to her. The shtika di day hareyu ki shtika di da v'nosa nu v'oma hu v'ishay sakas. The chashvin in shtika kas kome. All the time when someone is saying something and doing something and the other keeps quiet, so that means I agree to what you say. Afilu hachi kol shalai oma hu klum. But if he didn't say anything, ikel esvuki. The Dilma like Karina by Kiyikach Ishish. Maybe this is not called Kiyikach Ishish. So let us just review 1 minute what the Ran told us. We just learned 2 Rans now. So the Ran told us as follows. The Gemara is a Sofik by Nosan Hu Va Omro Hi. The Gemara is a Sofik. Is she married? Is she not married? So the Ran explained to us the 2 tzadim of the Gemara. Tzad number 1 is that if when Bishasi was giving over and she says she's accepting it because she wants to marry him and he keeps quiet, the zikr as well that he's maskim l'dvarer, he keeps on giving and she's talking, and so I can assume that he's maskim l'dvarer, and even though he didn't say anything, but what is it worse than medaber imo al iske kedusha, that it's good. Even though there also he doesn't say anything. That's the Ran and the Chal of Hamad Beis. The Ran and the Gimel Leval says, but maybe it's no good. Why is it no good? Even though the shtike is moira haskamosoi, he's ich a maskim. But he says this is worse than medaberimol. Yeah, the avo pishim anaskei nosan lo leidomil medaberimol iske git v'kedushel the osam b'sha'om ahu avol kol shalay amahu lekine beke yikachishisha. There he said something before, and here he didn't say something. So now I'd just like to mention 2 ways we can learn pshat in this Ran. On the tzad that it's no good. No san hu v'omri, izicha giving, for izicha maskim to what she's saying, but it's worse than medabarim aliske kedushin, because hosam omahu, and here he didn't say anything, so felton kiyikach. Kiyikach means that we learn now from Kiyikach that the Amira of Kedushin, not only the Maisa Kedushin, but the Amira of Kedushin, the reason why he's giving this money, we have to hear from him. He has to be the Sibba that, from him we have to know that he's making a Maisa Kedushin. So we could learn Pshat. So, Hoyim Edabarim Aliske, Kiddushel, he was talking to her before 30 minutes, I want to marry you, and she's agreeing. So we heard from him that he wants to marry her. Omahu's Omahu. So even though Bishas the Nesina's Kiddushin, he didn't say 1 word, but I know, from him I know that he wanted to marry her. Because he was talking 30 minutes before, he wants to marry her. So that's called Kiyikach. But over here, I also know he wants to marry her. But from who do I know this? I know this through her. Das felten ki yikach. That means, she says, I'm only accepting this because I want to get married to you. And he's still giving it to her. So that is a simon he zich agrees to what she says. But this biru, that's in the sinas amois, is l'tzayra kedushin, who does it originate from? Who is misaviv this? She! So it's no good. That's one way you can learn Pshat Nerav. And that's the Shaila in the Gemara. There's a second way to learn Pshat in this Ran. We'll see, and I just want to mention a Meiridik and Nafkamin in these two ways. There's a Shita, there are many Shitas of Paiskim that hold that by Kedushin there's a Din Amira. You have to say. There's a din amira, you have to say, there's the shyness, there's din amira, you have to say, I understand what he wants. No, you have to say. So if the din is, you have to say, there's a din amira, so he medaber imo al iske kedushin, and then when he gives over, he doesn't say one word. So they say, no, there was an amira, we used the previous amira. That means it doesn't have to be simultaneously. Could be in slow motion. He was talking for half an hour, I want to marry you, and thus, and thus, so that, and then I have the amira. And now when he gives over, I have the nesina. So I have nosan hu va'omahu. But Stamazoi, knowing and understanding that he wants to marry her, that's no good. This hilchis amira. So could be that is pshat in the Ran. The Ran says that this is worse then hoy medaberim al iske kedushin, the hosam omahu, there he said, I heard from him, that he said the words, I want to marry you. The chazanish tainis, he has to say proper l'shainis. Like, we're going to learn, arayni ishech is no good. Before they were talking, they spoke the proper l'shainis. I want to rayatam in kodeshli, whatever it was, they said the right l'shainis. So there was an amira. The chiddush midabayim ha'iske kedushin is that the dibur does not have to be simultaneous within the scene. But you need a dibur and a nesina. They have a dibur and a nesina. Here I have a nesina without a dibur. A nesina without a dibur is no good. These are two mahalchim we can learn. L'mayin afkemina between these two mahalchim, a moiridik and afkemina laloch, and it's a machloikis ha'poiskim. What will be if he gives over the tabas to her and she says Hareini Mekudesh Eslach with this tabas, and he says hey yeah, he opened up his mouth, he said one word, yeah. So now we have to know what pshat is. If the chesaron is because the haychocha has to come from him, not from her, hey doesn't mean anything. Yes only means something if she says Hein Mekadesh is love and he says Hein, so Hishtik also I knew he was masking to her. But if the Ichoche has to originate from him, not from her. It can't be built on her. It has to originate from him. So the Hein is built also. Hishtik was built on her Amira, and the Hein is also built on her Amira. It originates from her, not from him. It's no good. But if the chesaron is you need a mirror, so hein is, I'm saying, I agree to what you're saying. The Gemara says in Shavuos, kolayina omei nachas shavu, kemaitzei shavu mipivdomi. That's called I'm saying. Omei nesei, I'm repeating what you're saying. So hein is, I'm saying what you say. If the problem is a mirror, there wasn't a mirror. Al koponim, this is how, so now we have how the Ran learned Pshat, the Gemara, but the two tzadim is, one tzad is Aizicha, realized that when his Nosan hu va'omre hi b'shas maise, Aizicha agrees to what she's saying, afal pike, so there's one tzad, so it's equivalent to Nosan hu va'omahu, because I know he's Aizicha maskim. The other tzad is, so it should, the first tzad is it shouldn't be worse than medaberim al iskei kedushin, and the second tzad is it is worse because medaberim is kedushin ha'omahu, and here it wasn't omahu. Now let us go back to the Ran. Let us see one more nikud and the rand of Aleph on the base. Yeah. Now, this rand that we're going to, six lines from the bottom, towards the end of the sixth line from the bottom. Rafala from at base. Vahai lishne da amrina. So now the Ran says, the Gemara is a sofik nosan hu va omro hi sveike vechaishinon midarabono. So this is a very difficult lashon. Elishna damrin and sveika have a vechashini midarabonon mesavka lituva. So I have a mirdika sofik over here. I don't understand this. The kivan the sveika have a sveika derais. I have a sofik. Is it kedushin? Is it not kedushin? So it's a sveika derais. Vehechi koma vechashini midarabonon. Midaraisa nami ikala meichesh. Minatayri kibicha. It's a sofik minatayri. She neishesh ishonat. I hear mazatzad. It's equivalent to Amahu. It's not equivalent to Amahu. Look, it's a shaila. I hear all that's taught him, but it's a swaisa sveike da rabona. Vehechi koma midarabona. Vehechi midaraisa nami ikala meichesh. Rav Alfas is al kosa b'loshna za b'loches, b'loches, vim nosan hu v'omro hi, chayshini mid rabonon tzchich again, l'kosa v'sveike hu. He says he skipped over one word, the riff. He didn't say it's fake, he says chayshini mid rabonon, v'nir eshu sova, v'chim rin in tzveike hu, lav davke, v'midin epshit alon, l'hav a kedushin, etzichin ad a kedushin, kivin da omro hi, etzichin al good. All the slumdas were saying, maybe, no, it's not good, you need Amahu, and it's here. Hashachabonon, echmiru bedover, vasu kisofik. They made keilu it was a sofik, and with all the law, but this is only at the rabbonon, the pshatel, I mean, at there, there's no sofik. Zukteran, volishne desfeikahu, lefize, leyosu ishape, the law, good, that's how the Rif learned, but the loshna gemore is very schwer. The Rambam zal kosa bepeir kaniska. Nosan hu v'omrohi hareza mukadeshes misofik. Vahiske mid rabbonon klal. But he didn't say the rabbonon. He said she's mukadesh misofik. Elokechol sofik kedusha. So everyone seems to be deviating from the loshon Agamora. Hagemore says that pesveike hi vechashini mid rabbonon. Hagemore is very modern. Lefichach ani mistapik. So the Ran says, there's a merdike Ran over here. Vechol sofik kedush. If you have a sofik kedush, yitzrich a get mid reisa eloi. Do you need a get min a teirona? The efsha, the mid reisa shori, Mishum dike la meima hamed isha al cheskosa. You'll stel han de cheskas pnuye. That means a kedushin was made over here. It was a kedushin. I'm a supik, is it a good kedushin, is it not a good kedushin? So, ishtel han chazoke. We have a klal by all sveikis, ishtel han chazoke. Till now she was a pnuye. I have a shaila. Did her status change through this maisa? Didn't it change? Ishtel han chazoke. The Maishna Mikol Teiko de Mamoina. Now he brings a very modern raya called Teiko de Mamoina. If there's a Sufik in Momin, and Chazal said Teiko, Domrinim Behamed Momin al Cheskosoi. You leave it by the Morikame. Viskimu boy Kol Gedoyle Achoinim Zal, Shafilu Tokvoi Teveya Meitzin Oisei Miyodai. Ochinami bidinis lomeima hochi vishtemu teresli nose, al nibshi vibnei chumre de elbe asrua rabon. Shmachem rinen de sveikava vachayshinem ida rabon. Now let us just elaborate a little what the Ran said over here. Ran lips erabing a raya from a gemore, from a teke de mamoine. What was the problem of the Ran? So there's a merdike rabbi kevege. Kevege enlightens us what the Ran was was bothered, and why he had to bring a raya. Ran said a mouthful over here. The normal inyan of chazaka, let's talk about what's the makor of chazaka. We learn about chazaka from nega. A kohen comes into a house, he sees the nega is the size of a gris, the right size, he walks out, shuts the door, he's out, tome! I said, wait, maybe it changed. I can say tome, maybe when you walked out, it got smaller. But the Torah says you don't say that. I assume things that tells me I don't know of a change, I have no right to assume a change occurred. That is the din of chazaka. I mean, we're not talking about statistically, the halacha of chazaka is, if you don't know, we shtel on chazaka, or we assume that the thing didn't change. Okay, I assume it didn't change. Therefore I say tameh. That is very good by a sveiket de uvda, sveiket metzius. That means I have a suffix, did that thing change? The Torah says you have no right to assume that it changed. I assume it didn't change. Now, if, for example, let's say a bad example. I threw a pluta to an isha, suffix kol amlo. I don't know if it went into a daldamas, it didn't go into a daldamas, I don't know. So that's also a suffix. Did our status change through this tzrike, or didn't it change? That's chazake. That means I have to assume her status didn't change. Right? So I assume it didn't change. So mistame was not, so what? So mistame wasn't in a daldamas. That means, that's why its status didn't change. No? I don't know if it was, if it wasn't. So the Torah said, assume that it never entered the Baladam. That's the halacha. Here we have a shaila in the Gemara. Nosan hu va'omrohi. We have a shaila in the Chazal. We have a lamda shaila. Is this called omahu, because he kept quiet? So it's just like he said also, or is not called Omahu. This is a Lomdish Shaila. Now, so we say, well, she was a Pnuya till now. So since she was a Pnuya till now, so that'll be Poshit HaShaila. We have a Lomdish Shaila in Allah. Is this a Maisa Kedushin or not a Maisa Kedushin? Can her Chazoke be Mevarer HaSveike Dedine? Chazaka can only be mevayra sveike de uvde. That means if I don't know, did something occur, did something not occur, so the Torah said, status quo. You can assume that nothing occurred. You can assume that a change did not occur. But here the suffix isn't that a change occurred. That's also a suffix, but the yisoda suffix is a different suffix. The yisoda suffix is, there's a machloikis rabbi kevegi on the nesivis, he paskak mekevi patna on the nesivis. Well, a cheskes pnuy will tell you how to pask. A cheskes will tell you how to pask him. So I can use a cheskes pnuy. That's, this is a taisis of a pasch. That says that. Says like that. Sveiki de dine. You can't sell on chazoke. The Ran wanted to say not like that. The Ran wanted to say, no, a stats a din, sveiki de dine, you sell on chazoke. So he proved it. He said, by all teiku de mamoyne. What should a teiku de mamoyne? Teiku de mamoyne is, the Chazal had a sofik and din, does Reuven oshim and does Reuven not oshim and not a psabaisa shahoya. It's a shaylan aloche, he made such a kinyan, does it help? Doesn't it help? Yishtel acheskes morikame. And tvisa won't help. Because now the other person will chop away from him. He said, sorry, give it back, cheskes morikame. His cheskes morikame paskins out. So we have a smeg a teiku. We're waiting for Leon Novi to come. So I'm a mele, and now I'm a muzik. I chopped it away from him. I chopped it away from the morikame. So leave it by me. You don't know what to do. No, oiske paskin cheskes morikame. You see from this, the Kevega learns the cheskes morikame is like a cheskes nega. That's why the Ran shtel zu. Momenes teisa. So we see by sveike de dine yishtel an chazake, finish, so the Ran says, I'm saying a beautiful pshat in the Gemara. What's Pshat in the Gemara? Pshat in the Gemara is that it's Sveike. But Sveike, she shall a chazoke, she is a chazkas pnuye, it doesn't matter, Sveike, the dine, you also shall a chazoke. V'chayshin on b'idah rabon on al schoimer elve, that means meikra, then if you go according to the letter of the law, I mean, the kibir ha-bekebek on the nesim is there, so please tell her, on cheskas pnuye, the shayla is a shayla, but legabi her, it's not negeya, she's a pnuye. The shayla can clear, but she's a pnuye. But the rabbon was there by an elve, they didn't want to be meikel, so chashini mi the rabbon. So Meilo Daran beautifully explained our gemara, sveiki ve chashini mi the rabbon. Amo, now let's go further in the Ran. Rav Alfas is al kosav lekamen bepirkin, beboi the Rav Mori, the kelev horotzachel, the salke beteiku, the havelay sveike the reise lechumre, the tzorich iyu. Now, let us just explain what the Rif said and what the Ran's kash is. There was talking a maise that a person that goes over to Nisha and he says he has a kicker, he wants to be Mekadosha with this kicker. There's a dog chasing her. So she says, throw the kicker to the dog. And he throws it to the dog. So now we have to clarify a shaila. What is pshat in this maise over here? Is she telling him, listen, you have a kicker, do something, I'm not interested in marrying you at all. Throw it to the dog. That's it. Fine. Or else, she wants like a monster. He says, I want to marry you with the kicker. And she says, throw it to the dog. So throw it to the dog means, that's how I'm deriving benefit from this kicker, by you throwing it to the dog. So it's a shaila in the Gemara is this, a maisa kedushin is not a maisa kedushin. So the Ran says no. So I would say, well, ushtalah an chazake. It's a sveike. It's a shell in the Gemara. And there the Rif says it's a sveike de aisa. There the Rif says it's a sveike de aisa. So perhaps for 3 minutes, I perhaps like to perhaps explain that it could be that on here we could say the Ran's svore. Here it's taka sveike de rabbonon, and there could be it's a sveike de reise. Perhaps we could differentiate between the case of the Rif and this Gemara. And perhaps we can say there, you don't shtalan chazake, and here we do shtalan chazake. I'd like to be magdim. There's a gemara in Yevomis, daf samach, there's a ritve in Yevomis, daf samach tesmet beitz. The Gemara says something very interesting. The Gemara says the halacha is if a pnuye is nival from a mamza, so she's pasul akone. That's halacha. What if she was nival from a mamza? That's a sofik bentes. I don't know. The abiyas bentes, she may be a, if he's less than a bentes, doesn't have a shem biya. So there it's mevua in the sugya that she's a suffix post. She's a suffix post. So that's a very difficult gemara. So there the Rishonim asked, why don't we shtal her on chazak? Until now she was mutalakuna. She was mutalatuna. And now I have a suffix. Did her status change? I don't know if he's a bentes or not a bentes. So let's tell around Chazok. So Agavuch Taisus Taka learns Enochanamim Nateirish Talan Chazok. Taisus Taka says that Nateirish Talan Chazok. But there's a Mirdike Ritva there. The Ritva says as follows. Yikon min ha-toyri don shtalan chazok. And this is the Lashon of the Ritva. She yesh kan psul vadai. This is a person who's a vadai mamzer. U bia vadois. And the zikha was a bia. Also vadai. Ve'ein ha-sofik elo bishonim. And the only sofik is how old he is. Ischa chazok. So already, you can't tell on chazak. You can't tell me. The things are the same, status quo. You can't tell me. It's a psul vadai, a bia vadai. It's only a sofik and the shonim. So, you can't tell on chazak. So first of all, you have to understand what pshat in the ritva. The ritva is very schwer. It's a bia vadai. And shuldik. That's al zeh gufa on the tanim. If he's 9 years old, there's a beer. If he's less than 9 years old, there's no beer. I mean, Pochus Bimitas doesn't have a shame beer. So, dachsich mir, pshatten de Ritve is, damals oi pshatten de Ritve, psa iso in Sefer, Dvar HaMelech, von Rav Kreuze, Schlitte, he says as follows, that what Chazal told us, that a bias poches mi ben tes is not a bia, so he says, it's zicher a maise bia. That means, in maise, it's a maise bia, just like a ben tes. There's halacha in shiurim, that it's, halachically, it doesn't have a din bia. Halachically, but it's a maise bia, which halachically does not have a din bia. Fine. So memele, so the Ritva said, I'm a Ritva Chiddush. So the Ritva says, listen, this person is Zichra Mamza. There was Zichra Maisa Biye. I don't know if halachically you can passel her or not. That I don't know. But if I know these two facts are that she dispersed, this woman was nivel from her Mamza, that I know. And I'm a supik if halachically you passel her. You can't say in such a case, status quo, nothing happened, she's like before. You can't say that. There's no din of chazoke. That's pshat in the ritva. So it could be like this. Nosan hu va'omrohi. Here there's a sofik. Is it a maisa kedushin or not? That means I don't know. Maybe you need a mirror. I don't know. So what is my suffix? My suffix is, was there a Maisa Kedushin? That means, I don't know if there was a Maisa Kedushin. Nosan hu v'omri, maybe it's not a Maisa Kedushin. You need a mirror. Maybe it is a Maisa Kedushin. So I'm misupik if b'chlal there was a Maisa Kedushin. Then you shtel l'chazoke. Misupik if something happened that didn't happen. You don't say yischach haskosa. The Gemara later, what the Ritva is speaking about, this person who threw the kicker, Yizicha made a Maisa Kedushin. Yizicha wanted to marry her. That's no Shaila whatsoever. He says, do you marry me? So she said, throw the kicker to the dog. He's throwing it to the dog. He's not interested in feeding the dog. Yizicha wants to marry her. The Shaila is, maybe she doesn't want to marry him. That's the Shaila. So maybe what she's saying, throwing to the dog, maybe she wants to be Soisa, his Maisa Kedushin. You want to marry me, but by saying throwing to the dog. So Mela, I don't want to get married to you, and that's how I'm saying it, by saying throw to the dog. So it could be, there it's called Ischa Cheskosa. If there was Zicher a Maisa Kedushin, Mitzidoi, the Shaila was, she accept this Kedushin. Didn't she accept this Kedushin? Could be then you say Ischa Cheskosa. If there's a Sovet Bechal, there ever was a Maisa Kedushin, could be that you don't say Ischa Cheskosa. Now, let us go. Now, let us see our Taisvah. Taisvah says, Hanasan hu va'omrahi. The Gemara have a deek. We have two paraises. The top paraise
was speaking about Nosan hu, Va'oma hu, it's good. The second Baraisa was Nosna hi, Va'omra hi, it's no good. So now the Gemara has a psadiyik stir the kediyukim by Nosan hu, Va'omra hi, and the Gemara has a whole asik. So Taisa says, I have another diyik from these two Baraises, what the Gemara ignored completely. Why did the Gemara ignore this diyik? That means, it says in the Reishin, Nosan hu va'omar hu is good. Vaistois nosno hi va'omar hu is no good. And the Seif, it says, nosno hi va'omri is no good. Vaistois nosno hi va'omar hu is good. And the Gemara doesn't speak about this deek whatsoever. I have this the same way a medayik from v'nosan hu va'omri, I can be medayik by nosno hi va'omar hu. Mashaloi hiskir klal nosno hi va'omahu mishum deloi psikalai the pa'omi mikodeshes bodam choshuv kidi oma lekama. Now, let us just try to understand what Tosfos is saying. The Goyim brings down that Harif, Haramba, Barash, Bachil, Kemal says. So we have a machlekes harishayim. But let's first understand what Tosfos is saying. But before we understand what Taisa is saying, we have to know a Gemara further. The Gemara further says that by an Odom Choshev is a person who does not accept presents. And if someone can give him a present, ooh, that's Mirdik prestige, that he took a present from me, psst, Mirdik. So the Melech of the Gemara says, by an Odom Choshev, if she'll approach this person and she wants to give, never takes matanas from anybody, won't take a penny from anybody, and she'll go and give him money, and he'll tell her, Arei at mekodeshes li, that I took the money from you, and she's honored and flattered, and she's so she's mekodesh. She's mekodesh. You know why she's mekodesh? That's Nosan who? Va'omahu is considered giving. The Dachsmi the Shmaitzer says, and in the Agdome, he says, the Pasuk says, V'yikhu li truma, you should take truma. So not take truma, you're giving truma, not taking truma. So the Shmaitzer tells us too, to another mechosha, the opportunity to give for the Mishkan, you're not giving, you're receiving. That the Rabbeinu Shalom will take your money for the Mishkan. Who? That's the biggest honor and the biggest covet. So you're not giving, you're receiving. You're on the receiving end. About kaponim as Isaac the Gemara. So we have now our loche. Nosno hi va'omahu. It's good. She's mekudesh. That's if he's an Odom Choshev. What if he's not an Odom Choshev? Nosna hi va'omahu, he takes from everyone. He takes from everyone. So nosna hi va'omahu, I be kadeshes, I took from you the money. Not mekudesh. So Tosfos says, forget, the Ran elaborates a little more, so the Ran says, so here there's no problem. You have a stira two baraises. One baraises says, nosna hi va'omahu, who is no good? That's not an Odom Choshev. The second Baraisa says, Nosna hi va'omar hu is good, speaking about an Odom Choshev. So that's why the Gemara did not bat an eyelash on this two diukim over here, because this is have a poshet away to be miyashir everything. This is what Taisva says. And the Goyim brings down that there are a lot of chilkim on Tosfos. So I'd just like to say, for a few minutes, to try to explain the machlokes. Tosfos is saying very good. Tosfos is saying a poshet tzach. So how could you be a chilek on Tosfos? So the machlokes between Tosfos and the other Rishonim is as follows. The Ramban says, by an Odom Choshev, when she gives him the money,
So he says, Amahu, you know what he says? Boy la meimelo, bischar shakabel mimcha matone, from this value that I'm taking from you, Amatone. Vo'oisa shchar ledido, shava pruta ledido, nimtza shenosan hu v'amahu. He said, that means like this, you would have to hire a salesman to convince me I should take it. And it would cost you, so it's worth, it's an investment to give money that I should take your money. So the schar that you would have given in order that I should accept the money, I'm being mekadesh you with this schar. So that is called, so let us be megashim the inyan, that she gave him $1,000. He's not mekadesh her with $1,000. $1,000, that's her money, she gave it to him. He's mekadesh her with the schar that it's worth what the market value is for an Odom Choshev to receive $1,000 from her. That's worth $100, let's say. It's worth an investment $100 that an Odom Choshev should so I mekadesh you with the value of $100 that it's the market value that I'm accepting $1,000 from you. So that, the Rabban says, that's called Nosan Hu Va'omahu. That's not called Nos Nahivamu. She gave him $1,000. He's not Mekadosh her with $1,000. He's Mekadosh her with $100 that she would have had to pay in order to convince him to accept $1,000. So that's not Nos Nahiva Omrohu. It's Nos Anhuva Omro. That's why the Ramban did not want to learn like Taisvis. According to Taisvis, the Halach, you know what he tells her? The Goyin says, according to Tosfos, Harei, he tells her, Harei at Mekodeshes li with $1,000 she gave me. With $1,000. That, I'm a kadosh with $100. I'm a kadosh with $1,000 she gave me. So $1,000 is nos nahi. Now, that's the Ivrit. So it's nos nahi, she gave him the $1,000, it's still good by an Odom Chosh. Now, the svara of Tosfos is, what's that because he's Mekadosh with $1,000? Shaina Maisis, I mean, he's, because that, what she is, that he is accepting the $1,000, so pshat is, that's her way, she's deriving benefit from these $1,000 through his acceptance. That means I'm being mishtamish with $1,000 when you take $1,000, I'm using this $1,000 to get covered. So Tais was held, so the $1,000 that she gave him is mekadeshar with this $1,000. I'd just like to give one dugme. I'd like to give a dugme that, well, later we'll have a svara of Orev. Well, let's talk about the chiyuv of Orev. The chiyuv of Orev is that, let's say like this, that Reuven comes over to Shimon, lend me $1,000. Shimon says, never, $1,000, never lend it to you. Levi comes over to Shimon. Levi says, listen, lend him $1,000. If anything happens, I'll pay you. No, Levi. So he lends him. So he lends him because of Levi's bakasha, he lends him. So the halacha is that Levi's mechuyif to pay. Why is Levi mechuyif to pay? Levi never got $1,000, but there's a svara he did get $1,000. That's how I'm using your $1,000. I want the $1,000 to go to Reuven as a halva. So by you giving it to Reuven, it's like I'm deriving benefit from the $1,000. It's called, that's how I use the $1,000. You could go different. You can give it to me and I'll lend it to him. But it doesn't have to go, it didn't go that way, and it doesn't have to go that way. By you giving the $1,000 to Reuven, it's ke'ilu, I used your $1,000, because that's what I want should happen with the $1,000. So it's called, I used your $1,000 by Reuven's elbow. So it's called that she derived benefit from this $1,000 through that, that Reuven accepted it. That's her shimush in the $1,000. So Reuven can tell her, so that's called Noslahi Ba'amaru. So that is L'chayre, the difference between Taisvis and the other Rishayim. The other Rishayim say that this is B'chlaun not called Nos Nohi. It's called Nos Anu. He's not being Mekadosh with $1,000. He's Mekadosh with the Schar, how much it's worth for her, that he accepted it. So that's worth $100. So it's Nos Anu V'yamahu. So it's not, so we have Mekadosh. Taisus learned it could be Mekadosh with $1,000. The $1,000 was Nos Nohi. So Memele, so that's Pshat and Taisus.